नान्तं विदामि अहम् अमि मुनयग्रास अग्रजास्ते माया बलस्य पुरुषस्य पुतु परिधि गायं गुणान दस सतान आदि देवः शीशु गुणाति तमवस्पति नाक पारम। This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This was recited by Brahma. The purpose of this verse is Brahma says that although I am Brahma and before me all the great sages, everyone try to know the Supreme Lord in complete, but nobody could understand where is the end of the unlimited potencies of the Supreme Lord. Tehrau Sadbhakta Sridhamani Sri Krishna Nijagunir Antana Paya Hayan Sri Krishna. Even Lord Sri Krishna himself, he does not know how unlimited is his potency. Lord Chaitanya says, he also does not know. Tehrau Gajirave Krishna Vatar Kar Sri Vicharite Morana Paya Kar Under the in this way, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, by his plenary expansion, is doing unlimited activities, transcendental, so for living entities, small living entity like us, we cannot know. The only thing is that, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that satatam kirtantam ma jatantasya virabhrata tushantika ramanti. The subject matter is sometimes that the devotees who are engaged in Krishna's conscious prayers and in the transcendental loving service, they like, and in the association of pure devotees, these topics become correct. There are many instances in the Bhagavata also, when Saunakadi Rishi, headed by Saunak Muni, was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami, they also utter this. Vayantana Vitishyama, you are reciting about the glories of the Supreme Lord, his activities. So, please continue. We are not yet satisfied. The subject matter is so nice that we want to more and more. Sadhu sadhu kamatsama. As you go on hearing, and as you become purified, there is a very practical example of the sugar candy. Sugar candy is by nature, it is very sweet. But if you give it to a patient who is jaundiced, it will give him tests that he will say that it is bitter. It is bitter. He will have practical example. So if you ask him what is the test, he will say bitter. Now everyone knows the sugar candy is very sweet. But if you give to a patient suffering from jaundice, he will say it is bitter. Similarly, the Krishna Katha, the Lord's name, fame, quality, interest, all these things are very sweet to whom? Those who are liberated from this jaundice of material. For them it is very sweet. So, as you feel sweetness of this Krishna Katha, you should know that you are becoming liberated from this material entanglement. The same thing. Sugar candy is the only medicine for jaundice. Those who are suffering from jaundice, they are prescribed by physicians to take sugar candy water in the morning. And by drinking the sugar candy water, gradually he feels the sweetness of sugar candy. That is the taste that he is getting free from the disease. So, similarly, Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or anything where the topics of the Supreme Personality of God is discussed, if you feel it is interesting, that means you are getting out of the jaundice of this material disease. This is the test. If you don't feel interesting, then you must know that the jaundice of material disease is there. So this is the test. The more you feel Krishna katha, the topics of Krishna, tasteful, the more you know that you are getting free from the jaundice of material disease.
Just like a 16-year-old boy, and his main pastime is to take the cows and the pasturing ground with his friends, boy friends, and play with them. This is Krishna's this business. So, Sukadeva Goswami has written a very nice verse. That these boys who are playing with Krishna, in their past lives, they had accumulated heaps of pious activity. Kritapunna punya, dardhang jirahu, itthang satana brahma sukhanu bhutya. Now, Sukadeva Goswami is writing. Now these boys who are playing with Krishna, they are playing with whom? They are playing with the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is considered as impersonal by the great heaven. Ittham satana brahma, brahma su. Brahma transcendental, brahma realization. The reservoir of brahma realization is here, Krishna. So these boys who are playing with this Krishna, he is the reservoir of the Brahma realization. Itsang satana brahma sukhana bhaktya. Dasangatanam paradaivatena. And dasangatana, those who have accepted the Supreme Lord as Master, that means devotees, for them, this Krishna is the Supreme Lord. For the impersonalist, he is Supreme Brahma. And for the personalist, he is Supreme Lord. And mayasthitanam naradarakena, and those who are under the spell of materialism, for them is ordinary boy. Mayasthitanam naradarakena, but sadhan vigaruhu kritamunna punya. With him, these boys who had accumulated millions and millions of births of pious activities. Now they have got the opportunity of playing with Krishna face to face, just like ordinary boys play. So similarly, Krishna is very much fond of playing with his young boy friends. That is mentioned in the Brahma Samhita. Sulabhi Gavipalayantam, Lakshmi Sahasrasata Samnama Sepramanam. So these things are explained here also. Akar Gopkare Devatta Chara Koti Adbu Sankha Padma Tarakama. Now, there are so many friends, cowherd boys. Nobody can come. Nobody unlimited. Everything unlimited. They have unlimited number of cows, unlimited number of boyfriends, everything unlimited. Detra venu dal singa bastra alankar gopgane jatotar nahilitar. Now these cowherd boys, they have got a cane in the hand, detra. And each of them has got a flute out. Vetra Venu dog and a lotus star and a singer and a form. Singer, Vastra, and very nicely dressed and full of honor. Just like Krishna is there, similarly his friends, cowherd boys, they are also. In the spiritual world, when he'll go, he'll not be able to understand he's Krishna and he's not Krishna. Everyone is like Krishna. Similarly, Vaikuntha planet, everyone is like Vishnu. That is called Sadhitya Mukti. The living entities, when they enter into the spiritual planet, they become as good as Krishna and Vishnu. There is no difference, because it is absolute work. Here, the defense is just. The impersonalist, they cannot understand that even in individuality, there is no difference. As soon as they think of individuality, they think that there is difference, then what is difference? Yes. And actually, there is no difference. The difference is only that Krishna's personality and other's personality, they are conscious that Krishna is our object of love. That's it. The center is Krishna. In this way, the individual boys and girls and Krishna, everyone is enjoying spiritual bliss. Tabe haila chatubhuj vaikunther pati pithak pithak brahmane brahma kare sthiti. এক কৃষ্ণ দেহ হইতে সবার প্রতাপে অনেকেই সবাই সেই শরীরে প্রবৃত্তি অল দি কাউ হার্ড বয়স এন্ড এভরিথিং কাউ ইজ এভরিথিং দে আর অল এক্সপেনশন অফ কৃষ্ণস এনার্জি স্পিরিচুয়াল জাস্ট লাইক উই আর এক্সপেনশন অফ কৃষ্ণস মার্জিনাল এনার্জি এন্ড দি ম্যাটার ইজ অলসো এক্সপেনশন অফ কৃষ্ণস ইন্টিরিয়র মেটেরিয়াল এনার্জি সিমিলারলি In the spiritual world, all those things, the Krishna, the cowherd boys, the cows and everything, they are also extensions of the spiritual essence. As Krishna Devahite Savar Prakashi, Paniki Savai Sai Savide Prabhupada. Yahadeki Brahma Haila Mahita Vishnita, Stuti Kari Sai Pati Kari Ra Nishchita. Brahma, He was, healed. When Krishna came on this planet, Brahma, Mihanti Jatsura, Brahma was astonished and Indra was astonished. How is that? My Lord Krishna has come as Vrindavan, as the cow had gone. So they came to Vrindavan to test Brahma by his But he has got so much power, he has kidnapped all the cows and the boys of Krishna. And when he came back, he saw that Krishna is playing with the same cows and boys again. Then he could understand that this boy is Krishna. Then he offered his prayer and begged pardon from him that I misunderstood. In this way, there are many narrations in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is referring to that incident. Yahadashi Brahma Haila Mohita Vishthita Sutikare Saipate Kalila Nishthita. So, he was astonished and then after prayer, he was satisfied. Jikahe Krishnar Vaibha Muishav Jane Tejano kahe mane mui ei mane. The Brahma admitted that if anybody says that I know Krishna. I know the Supreme Personality of God in detail. So maybe he may know. But so far I am concerned, I do not know. And that part is that is Brahma is the first creature in this universe. He is the first living entity. He accepts his inability to understand about Krishna and what to speak of her. What to speak of the commentator who says that this is not Krishna and this is something else. Eija Kumar Ananta Vaibhavamita Sindhu Mor Bhana Manase Dhamma Nahaya Sindhu. Brahma admitted that your activities, your pastimes, everything of you, it's not possible even to test or to understand even a particle of this. It is very badly cited here. Jananta eva jananta king bhuktya namestrabho manaso bhupsa bhacho vaibhavam tabagotara. So nobody can understand how great is Krishna. Krishna in mahima bahu kivatar gata vrindavane sthane rastra jubhuta. That is described the glory of Krishna. Nobody can understand. Similarly, Vrindavan, ane ascendya vidhita. Similarly, the land which is known as Vrindavan, it has also got unlimited potential. Still, as I have several times mentioned, if you go to Vrindavan, you will find unlimited potential of spiritual atmosphere. Still, and therefore Lord Chaitanya recommended that Arad Bhagavan Nirsitanayavata Dhamam Vrindavanam, as Lord Krishna is worshipable, similarly his place Vrindavan is as good as Krishna, it is also worshipable. And actually, still in India, if you go to Vrindavan, you see so many saints and sages are still there, they are watching Vrindavan. अपारैषज्य कृष्ण नहि गदान सकाचंद नय करी विधि दर्शन परिषज्य तो कही ले पूरी लाइसेंस सदा मनंदिया दुरिया प्रभु कहिला पापर भागवत यही श्लोक कहिला असने अच्छा सभी सुखे करे असने ता चैतन्य महापुरुष एटीट्यूड वाज व्हेन यू आर स्पीकिंग ऑफ कृष्णा ही समटाइम्स बिकेम इन ट्रांस and he became sometimes unconscious. That was this. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnation is that he is Krishna. Krishna is trying to understand Krishna as Krishna's divorce. There is his secret. These are very complicated things. That is the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he used to speak something of Krishna, he sometimes became unconscious. Brahma Vishnu Hara Ehi Sushta Vishka Tini Agya Kari Krishna Krishna Vishka. So far the demigods are concerned, Brahma is chief, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesha. They are Adhakari. They are under the order of Krishna. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Ishamannata Vishwaresha Suna Artha Jagat Karantin Purushavata. Then there are three Purushavatas we have already discussed. Jagat for material creation. There are three Purusha incarnations. Mahavishnu Padmanabha Kirodakshani, he teams Purushukha Sarvam Pudyam. And those three incarnations are called Mahavishnu, Padmanabha, Padmanabha Vishnu. Padmanabha means from his cavern, there is a stem of lotus flower and hills of sides. 18 Sul Sukha Sarva Antarjani, 18 Sabhasta Yava Prisha Inha Kala Ansajar Krishna Vishwa. Now all these incarnations are plenary parts of Krishna. And this is confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Jatrai Ganesha Sikatalama Thavalamba Jeevan Diloma Vlaja Jagadandanatha Vishnu Mahantarya Jatra Kalavishesu Govinda Vadipuritam Tamahang Niyami. The Govinda, the Supreme Lord, the cause of all causes, three plenary portions are these three Vishnu. Eyatva Bhajyasana Guru Atra Tini Avastan Krishna Satya Khati Ha. Now, Krishna about the planet which is called Golok Vrindavan, that has three divisions. As we have got replica on this path, there is Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. Dwarka is in Gujarat, and Mathura and Vrindavan is in UP, United, Uttar Pradesh, near Delhi. And Dwarka is about 300 miles or more than that from Delhi. So these are replicas of the original Krishna Lord. Antapur Golok Vrindavan, Jahara Nitya Sthiti Mata Pita Bandhuvan, Madhur Aishadya Mahadhajya Kripati Vanda, Yogamaya Dati Yamara Sadhina. Out of these three places, the Vrindavan Dham is the most important. That is the confidential home of Krishna. Just like a businessman might have many places for his business and activity. But his home is different from all this. He may be in the countryside, in a cottage, but he may be a very big businessman. Similarly, Krishna, although he is all powerful, he lives at Vrindavan, in the garden like city, not city, a tract of land. Small cities there now, they are named Vrindavan. But Vrindavan is not a small city, it is a tract of land about 84 miles. So, it is full of God and full of nice places. Anywhere we go, he will find something wonderful. There are many trees, fruits and flowers, many varieties of birds, and the cranes on the Jamuna side. Each and every place is remembering Krishna. If you go there, you will find that Krishna is somewhere, dear, playing. I must find him. It is such nice place. So, Vrindavan is the most confidential part of Krishna's abode. Tārtani parabrahme Vishnu lokanam Narayan adi ananta rupeha. So, in the spiritual world, that Vrindavan planet is the highest planet. And below that planet, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, which are called Vishnu Lok. Tātale parabrahma Vishnu Lokna Narayana adi ananta svarupinha. And the presiding deity, the dominating deity in those planets is called Narayana. Narayana is also expansion of Krishna. Generally, Narayana is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But from authentic teacher, we understand that Narayana is the expansion of Krishna. Maddham avas Krishna sarishajya bhanda ananta surute jana parenu viha. Although Krishna is two-handed and so busy with his flute playing, but we do not know, many do not know that he is as expanded as Narayana and Vishnu peace to be dominating, deity, all over this future world. Ananta Vaikuntha Jaha Bhandara Kothari Tarisadvani Sari Sajjati. And each and every planet, there are innumerable devotees. He is surrounded by the innumerable devotees. And he is citing an evidential verse from Brahma Sangha. Gulukanami Nijadhami Kalisa Tatya Devi Mahesh Haribhamu Suteshu Kesu Tete Prabhavan Seya Vidasa Dina Govindamadi Puritam Tamahat Mullami. His own personal planet is Golok Vrindavan. And below that planet, there are many other innumerable planets which are known as Vaikuntha. And below that spiritual world, there is material world. And between material world and spiritual world, there is another space which is called Sivalok. And below that Sivalok is the Devi form. This material is called Devi form. Durga, the presiding deity of the Devi form is Durga. He's giving evidence from many and authentic and Vedic literature. One of them is Brahma Sangita. Then he's giving another evidence from Padma Puran and the existence of spiritual parents. Spiritual society, the evidences are given from Vedic literature. Then it is accepted. Not that mental speculation is theory. I think that I know. Just the same example I have several times cited to you. That the law court, they give evidences from the law book, sections from the law. Similarly, the process is, whenever we speak something transcendental subject, if we can pick up evidences from Vedic literature, there are many authentic Vedic literature, they are accepted by the spiritual society. And once learning is proof, if it can give evidences from this Vedic literature. But similarly, Lord Chaitanya, whatever he is speaking, he is giving immediately references from Vedic literature. So far the existence of the spiritual world and different planets, spiritual planets, Vaikuntha and Krishnaloka, one may think, of course, those who have no knowledge, they may think, yeah, these are all stories. No, they are not stories, they are actual facts. And Lord Krishna is giving evidences from Brahma Sangita, from Padma Puran, and similar other Vedic. Thank you. Any questions?